It is time for Coffee Talk, and super excited to have Brian Freeman on the air again with me, one of our most loyal supporters and guests here on the Thursday edition of Grounds Control. Good morning, Brian. Thanks so much for calling in.
Of course.
You're driving through Wisconsin doing writer stuff?
Yeah, couple library events on the road. I was in Luck, Wisconsin last night with a wonderful audience, and now I'm out of luck, and so I'm heading across the state. I'm going to be in Shawano, Wisconsin tonight, and a careful Stride readers will remember that Shawano is actually the setting for my Stride novella, Turned to Stone, so it's a little bit of a Stride homecoming for me doing another library event out there.
Oh, that's so awesome. So what do your library events consist of?
You know, it's always a lot of fun. We always get a great crowd, and people tend to ask me, well, gosh, you know, you seem like such a nice person and so friendly and everything. How do you write this dark stuff? And,
you know,
so, you know, but I notice they always qualify it. You seem like such a nice person, you know, but, you know, we're not entirely sure here. They always leave the front row open just in case, you know.
Right. If you're not familiar with Brian Freeman's books, they are like suspense, thriller, mystery, murder. Is that a good summary?
Yeah, there's a fair amount of bodies that fall left and right. Yeah. But, you know,
right.
That was what my grandmother always said was made for a great murder mystery. She would tell me, oh, I'm reading this great new book. It's got lots of bodies in it.
So is that where you got your inspiration, was from your grandmother?
Yeah, you know, she was such a huge reader in the family and you know, would plow through dozens and dozens of books and be passing them around to people left and right. And she was a huge mystery fan. So, I think it was sort of inevitable. That was the genre I would grow up in.
Oh, that is fabulous. And so what do we have to look forward to? Is it another Jonathan Stride, or you have something else in the works?
Well, the most recent Jonathan Stride novel came out in November. That was The Zero Night, and I've been thrilled with the reader reaction to that one. You know, this is the 11th book in the Stride series, and, you know, you always know that the more books you write, the more people are going to have their personal favorites.
Right.
I've been really pleased with how many readers have written to me to say, this is my favorite Stride novel yet. And, you know, when you're 11 books into a series, I'd love to hear that. And it's one of my own personal favorites, too, because, you know, I always want the Stride novel to really go deep inside the characters.
Right.
And I think readers feel so much for what's going on in Stride and Serena's life in this one. And, and of course, I add a new character into this book, not a human character, but a canine character. And, you know, there's just something about dogs that tug at people's heartstrings, so.
I haven't finished that one yet, and just in the few chapters I've gotten into, it's like, you know, these people, if you've read enough of the books that or the stories, and you're just picking up like where you left off. But as a disclaimer, you don't have to know all the Jonathan Stride stories. You can pick up Zero Night, and you will be able to jump right into what's happening.
Yeah, that's a really important thing, I think, when you do a long-running series, is to write each book so that readers can dive in wherever they want and get a full, rich understanding of the characters and not get a lot of spoilers from what happened in previous books.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I always say it's like, you know, you don't expect to meet all of your friends, you know, in your 20s, you're going to meet people throughout your life, and you meet someone in their 40s or 50s, and you get to know them and you enjoy them. You want to go back and hear their stories. Well, I think the same should be true of good series characters. Well, you should be able to meet them later in the series, and that just makes you want to go back and discover the earlier stories as well.
That is the best description of that ever. That was, yes, that totally makes sense. Yes, love it. And the reason I was inspired to have you on my show this week, because you were nominated for Minnesota's Best Book of the Year. You in a group of four people, right? It was only four books were chosen?
Yeah, this is, it's always fun. You know, they do the Minnesota Book Awards each year, and it's been such a great thing over the past 20 years. I've been a finalist for the Minnesota Book Awards seven times.
Yes.
I've won twice, And you know, and so I sometimes I just kind of look back on that and say, well, that's kind of hard to believe, you know. So
yeah, that's.
But it, and we've got such an amazing community of great literary talents in Minnesota. So to be recognized among that crowd is always exciting.
Yeah, that is so awesome. So congratulations on that nomination. And who did end up with the title this year?
It was Jess Lowry this year for The Quarry Girls. So good for Jess, too.
I think
this is the first time that she was a finalist, so that's really great to see her recognized, because she's been a part of the Minnesota author community for years and years, so that's just great.
That's wonderful. And your book, The Ursulina, is what was nominated, correct?
Yes, yeah. That honestly is, that and The Deep, Deep Snow, they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. The Ursulina is actually a follow-up novel to The Deep, Deep Snow, which actually won the Minnesota Book Award 2 years ago. And, it's a very dark, emotional mystery, but I just love that book. It really strikes a chord with me. And, you know, this book is told in the first person.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes when you're writing a book in the first person, the hero or heroine are a little standoffish at first. You know, you kind of have to win their trust to get them to tell their story. And boy, you know, Rebecca Calder in The Ursulina, it's like she'd been waiting to just pour out this story. And so she and I clicked right from the get-go. And it was such a very important, emotional book mm-hmm. for me to write. I could pull out the last chapter and start reading to your audience, and I wouldn't make it. I'd be sobbing by the time I got to the
right, end. Right. I don't know if I can say one of my favorites, but that was a pretty intense book.
That last line, that last word. I mean, it just gets me every time.
So. Yep. And that's another.
Are we being enough of a tease for your listeners?
I hope so. Because I was just going to say is that your books are not. You read a few. Well, the Zero Night. I've been super busy, so you pick it up and you read it all in one night. That's basically how you have to do it. So I need to set aside time to finish that one.
Yes, my goal is always that, you know, around, 9 o'clock, you sit down with a bag of Doritos and time to just put, get in mm-hmm. a chapter or two. And the next thing you know, you look up and it's 3 a.m. and the Doritos are long gone.
Right. And you're bawling or you're closing all your shades or you're checking under your bed.
Looking under the bed. Exactly.
Oh, Brian, that's so awesome. How can listeners keep track of what you're up to? How can they follow you?
Yeah, they can find me, both on my website and on social media. My website is bfreemanbooks.com. It's all one word, bfreemanbooks.com. And then they can find me on Twitter at bfreemanbooks and Instagram at bfreemanbooks and over on Facebook at facebook.com/bfreemanbooks. So everywhere you type in B. Freeman Books, you're going to find me.
Some fabulous stuff will pop up. Are you going to be up here in the Northland anytime soon?
I'm not sure. My next book, my fourth in the Jason Bourne series, I took over mm-hmm. Robert Ludlum's Jason Bourne series a few years ago. The Bourne Defiance comes out July 25th. So I'm kind of waiting to hear now where they're going to be sending me for events.
Okay, that's good to know. Out in hard copy in all forms in July?
Yep, hardcover, ebook, and audio should be out July 25th.
Excellent. And I know our own Two Harbors Public Library has a very healthy stash of your supplies of all of your books. So if you're listening and in the area, you can pick them up at the Two Harbors Public Library as well and wet your whistle if you have never read a Brian Freeman book.
And the Two Harbors Library is a great library, too. I've done an event there in the past. Just a terrific space.
Yes, great. Well, hopefully you can squeeze that into your schedule this time.
There we go.
That would be fabulous. Oh, Brian, thank you so much. Anything you want to share with listeners that we didn't cover?
I'm just going to be keeping people busy. And one thing I always say is I love to hear from readers. I love when they mm-hmm. send me emails or post on my social media accounts. I mean, that for an author, that's really part of the fun of being in this business is to hear how your books affect people's lives. So when you read one of my books, don't hesitate at all. Get in touch with me. Let me know how you liked it.
That's right, because you are a really nice person in real life. You're not one of your characters.
I seem like that's
nice true. You still got that facade going. You got us all bamboozled, don't you?
There we go. Marcia does say she sleeps with one eye open. So.
Yep, there you go. That's why she's got all the cats. They're watching out for her. Oh, that's awesome. Brian, you enjoy the rest of your time in Wisconsin and have a great event tonight. And thanks so much for calling in and touching base with KTWH. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
All righty. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye, Brian. Brian Freeman, author extraordinaire and a pretty nice guy, or at least seems to be. I have met him in person a couple times, and he is a really nice person. And his wife, Marcia, his biggest supporter and manager, is fabulous as well. So, yeah, we'll have to check out his new Jason Bourne book coming out July 25th.